Hello everyone and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or any of the other attractions in Central Florida, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to try any of the DVC resorts for really, really good prices, staying at the Boardwalk, Old Key West, Poly, Grand Floridian, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for anything in the Central Florida area, contact our friends at Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And last but not least, if you need to book a trip anywhere in the world, and especially Walt Disney World, contact me at American Tourist Travel, and we will help you out with all your travel needs. So that's it, guys. We're going to hop on the train and head on over to the pub.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my buddy, bus driver John. Pull up a bus today, John. We can hear the buses roaring.
Hey, good morning, good morning. And welcome to the backside of Epcot.
Oh, that doesn't sound too promising, the backside of Epcot. But, no, Johnny, you're recording outside with a little... The bus is purring. It isn't that bad. You can hear it, but... If anybody wants to know what the noise is, John's sitting on a bench by the buses.
Yeah, if you want to make sure that I actually work here, yes, indeed. There you go. So.
And I seen our buddy Bob Danke from the show. He's down there, and he was asking you a question. Why are all these strange buses roaming around?
The charter buses. We have to use those right now because we still have limited capacity on our buses. And so normally when I pull up to... let's see, Caribbean Beach, and I can take approximately 65 to 70 people on a bus when you put everybody in seats and standees. You can put that many people on a regular bus. Right now, I can put 18. So that's less than one-third of the number that we're accustomed to toting. And so, obviously, when you still have a full Caribbean Beach, you need assistance to get those people to the resort. So...
That's the one thing I never understood, John, and it isn't like me to ever be critical about anything, but...
You know, that this is a strange situation we're running into. You're going to criticize something?
No, but seriously, all kidding aside, I think any day now you guys are going to go back to full capacity, because I'm looking at the crowds this week, and it's like, what the hell, just throw the bus in and put the icing on the cake. It isn't like the buses are stopping anything now. They should be at full capacity. But the thing I never understood, and I've talked about this before, I mean, with safety and all the concerns that Disney has about so many things, which I praise them for, Disney does take the traveler safety and the safety of the visitors. Am I right, John?
Oh, absolutely.
I've never understood for the life of me how they allow people to stand on those buses.
It's all about efficiency and getting people to the resorts. And as often as you think about it, when's the last time you ever heard of somebody getting seriously hurt standing on the bus?
Yeah, I just don't like somebody's ass in my face as I'm on the bus. It's uncomfortable, John. Or somebody's just their whole midsection roaming around in front of my face. It's just not comfortable. It's just, I don't know, especially after a long day. Dude, I have copped some smells that have not been very well after a long day at the parks.
Yeah, usually like me, you're not going to be the one with that. The butt in your face anyway.
No, because I stand
up. You're going to have the butt in your face. So.
Yes. usually stand up. But the point is, I think that I've said for years, I think when it gets like that, more buses should be running. They know down to one person of how many people are in the parks. Disney knows everything that's going on. And there should never be a point. I can see it once in a blue moon, but the last few times that I was there, a crowd of times, I talked about even the double deck. Remember the long bus where the kids were jumping on the poles and swinging on the poles and people standing up on that. Like when you have that double bus and you still got people standing up there, that the articulating bus, there, you need more buses on route, is my opinion.
They actually are seriously low on bus drivers. I mean, and what bus drivers they do have are working 7 days a week, so people are getting burnt out and quitting. So it's, I mean, when I started, or when I came back, I was like number 1,556 bus drivers. I'm now 1,439 out of 1,556 bus drivers. Mm. So I've moved up over 100 spots. That means 100 people have quit, but they've only managed to train 100 bus drivers. So still have the same amount of bus drivers. It's just people that are getting replaced are people that are replacing people that are quitting. So
it's sad. It really is. I got to get down there and straighten everything out, John. I'll be your union rep, John.
God, we'd probably end up on strike.
Yeah, you would. Call me, what was his name? The one that got buried in the cement.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Jimmy Hoffa. Dougie Hoffa is on his way down to Disney World.
Oh, God.
But anywho, and I'll go on to something else negative. Did you hear the latest LeBron James comments about Orlando?
No, I haven't.
The man's on his show on HBO, and he's sitting there talking about how he has PTSD. Like, somebody brought up training in Orlando for 2 months. And he said, oh, I hate Orlando. The only reason I ain't been back to Orlando is I haven't taken my youngest daughter yet because I have PTSD from being put in a bubble for 95 days at Walt Disney World. This man is comparing going to war with PTSD to being in a bubble because he was downgraded at Grand Floridian from his home living, John.
Oh, poor guy.
And people wonder why I hate the man. It's like, dude, we all were in a bubble, weren't we, John? Was he the only one in a bubble?
Oh, no. He's got it rougher than anybody, Doug. I mean, the poor LeBron. Poor guy. So
yeah.
I feel so bad for him.
He's trashing Orlando. It was just so sad. It's like, dude, shut up. To put PTSD and playing basketball in this. I mean, dude, you have no idea. I mean, no idea what real world is if you're comparing being trapped in a bubble. I mean, how many of us, John, would love to be trapped in a bubble at Walt Disney World for 95 days?
Well, we literally pay to be trapped in the bubble in Walt Disney World. So,
I mean,
why do we think we come here on vacation? We want to be trapped in the bubble. So,
it's like, you know, he goes, I live in Malibu, not Orlando. Hey, dude, I mean, you know, you live in Malibu. You know, good for you. You know. He just drives me insane. Good things. Did you see how good my Sixers played last night?
No, I didn't pay attention to that when I was watching the Bruins game.
Dude, and you could call me a lot of things. I'm a complainer. I like to tell it how it is. I piss and moan. We will agree on this, right?
Well, yeah, sure you do.
Okay, but when it comes to my sports teams, and we've talked a lot on and off the air, do you consider me like a homer, like my team does no wrong?
No, you're pretty unbiased.
Okay, when I'm telling you the NBA is trying to get Game 5 out of this series, dude, I have never seen anything like it, and I'm not crying, because the Sixers would have won by 60 points last night if the referees weren't trying to keep the game, and I have my buddy who's a big-time hockey fan that isn't a huge Sixer fan. Like, he watches the Sixers because he's from the area. He works with me. He texts me. He goes, Doug, you are so right about the refs. I mean, Joel Embiid during the regular season is averaging like 10 free throws to 12 free throws a game. In this series, he's getting like 3 a game. They're jumping on his back. He's literally carrying men down the court on his back, John. They're throwing him to the ground. And then the other way, guys are running over to Sixers with elbows and jumping. They're trying to make this a game because they know it's so one-sided. And I think because of the stadium's going back to full capacity, the NBA is saying, let's stretch some of these series out so we can get some money from revenue from this being able to put fans in the seats. Does that make any sense to you?
No, it makes perfect sense. But, I mean, because all the teams didn't have any live attendance last year. So, yeah, I mean, you try to think that the refs and the umpires are unbiased in all sports, but you know they are. So it is what it is.
It just aggravates. I just don't want any of my players getting hurt. You understand what I'm saying? That's the problem I'm having. Like, I'm watching – Like, I hate flopping, and Embiid is one of the biggest floppers that has ever played in the game. Like, he drives me nuts. Like, somebody like Trae Young from Atlanta will run into him, and he'll fall to the ground like he got shot out of a cannon, if you understand him. And it drives me nuts. He doesn't need the flop. And he's starting to play this more intimidating game. Like, John, the guy has 88 points in 82 minutes, John. That's how dominant he is. Last night, he scored 36 points in 28 minutes, John.
Nice.
Yeah, they're destroying him. But it's still, I want the game to be called fair both ways, John. And you've heard me with Eagles games where I've said that Eagles have had a pass interference called for them, and I said that wasn't pass interference. I just want the games called right. Is that too much to ask for?
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently it is. But no, my Sixers are doing well. How's Florida doing? How's your Tampa Bay Lightning, I mean?
Well, Tampa Bay, they beat the Florida Panthers in the first round of the playoffs, and so they moved on. So we start game or series two tonight at 5 o'clock. So, and according to Lisa and my son, I'm not allowed to watch them because the two games I got home to watch against the Panthers, we lost both of them. So,
hi, John.
I have to try to work during the games. So.
Dude, what I would do if I was you then, I would take some DVC points and spend the night at the park by yourself if they don't want you, John. That's what I would do.
Yeah. My wife and my son are terrible. I mean, I'm a fan, but I watch the games. They get so nervous that they can't even stand watching the games. They get so out of shape about it, so... they're getting a little too into it.
Believe this or not, John, I mean, and you might not believe this, but I actually, like, because I watched the game upstairs, because I have my home office down here where I record and all, but last night I was upstairs with her, and she goes, you can watch the game as long as you don't scream. Believe it or not, John, I scream at the TV. Can you believe that?
You know, that is so hard to believe.
Dude, I almost had to go down. She, like, gave me the what for look, like, four or five times last night because I was screaming at those refs. And believe it or not, I even cuss once in a while, John.
Huh.
Could you believe that?
You and your Tinder tendencies, I can't believe it. So.
Football, I cannot watch upstairs. Like, I'm not even allowed out of my – I ain't allowed out of my room to watch the Eagles anywhere else but in this room, dude.
Yeah, that's about the only game I get that – into is my Gators games.
Yeah,
those ones I will rage around the room and stuff. So, yeah, yeah.
That's with me at the Eagles. I'm standing up in front of the big screen, yeah, yelling at it the whole time, like a foot from it. Like I'm like a 2-year old watching Barney. You know. So, but yeah, I love my love all my teams, but it's Eagles and then Sixers, because I've always been a big – I played basketball since I was knee-high to a grasshopper, John. You know what I'm saying? I've loved – I love basketball. Loved athleticism of basketball. And hockey and baseball I grew up was my sport that I was best at. Baseball was the one I was the best at, the work the least at, if that made – it came the most natural.
Yeah.
But, my grandfather got me really into baseball. I started playing T-ball at 5, so I love all my sports. Hockey's probably my last, but you'd have to live around here to understand why. I love the Flyers, but the Flyers fans are like a cult following. They're like the ones, like, when we say ticket prices shouldn't be raised and the fans for Disney go, yes, they should. We got to do it. Bob needs more money. Yeah, it's the right thing to do to raise. You know that certain cult following of Walt Disney World. Our Flyer fans are a gazillion. They're like Lil Mangiello on steroids, the way the Flyers. Like, they had a great season this year to some Flyers fans, dude. It wasn't their fault they played bad this year.
Yeah, well, that would be a stretch.
Yeah, well. Dude, I gotta record. I mean, it's called Fly. Like they drink, eat, and breathe the orange and black. And I love the Flyers, but it's kind of like my own fans around here makes me not like them sometimes. If you get my drift, like they can do no wrong, and it drives me nuts.
What, you're depicting Philly fans of any sport being as slightly obnoxious? No way, really? That's
yeah.
The first I've ever heard of this.
Yeah.
Throw popcorn on people, but...
Yeah, I love, see, and this is my point. See, that's what everybody remembers. Okay, what is worse? Answer my question. This is the problem with Philly. The guy was drunk Santa Claus was drunk, dude. He should have been arrested. But the bottom line was, did you hear what happened in New York the same night?
No.
One of the New York fans spit in the face of Trey Young. Oh, but that ain't that is not covered. John, what would you rather have? Somebody spit in your face or pour popcorn on you?
Oh, no, the popcorn thing, I didn't even understand why you're so upset. I understand you getting upset if he spilled a soda or a beer on you or something. Now you're wet and nasty and stuff. It's popcorn, for God's sake. It bounces right off.
But I agree. I understand what you're – I get what you're saying there. But I think they should have let Westbrook in the same room with the guy. That's what I think. They should have let him rip his arms off. That's how I feel. I mean, you shouldn't do that. You're an adult. You shouldn't be throwing anything on anybody. He was 100% wrong. But this is the thing with Philly. They'll talk about the popcorn. A guy spits in a player's face in New York City, and they don't even talk about it. It's the narrative, the media.
I heard about that one, and then I heard about the other incident where the one of the player's family was getting kind of intimidated in the stands and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
but the Philly one is always the narrative of the sports. It's the low hanging fruit. These reporters, just it's an easy night for them. They love it. I wouldn't be surprised if some of the ESPN reporters paid the guy to pour popcorn on them so they had a story. Because I mean, it's just I'm over it. Philly fans, the Cleveland Brown fans, every fans are a bunch of idiots. It's just the narrative right now of us. And I again. Both of them, in my opinion, I think they both should have done jail time myself, because that's assault. I'd rather have somebody be a man and come up to me and punch me in the face than pour popcorn from up above on me. But that's
well,
just
popcorn
me.
Popcorn I wouldn't care about, but spitting in my face, that's a different story.
Exactly.
Popcorn. I mean, there was actually a guy here a couple of years ago, a retired police officer that was in a movie theater, and he got into a little bit of an argument with a guy who was texting during the previews of the movie. He actually was on his cell phone during the previews. And so the guy said something to him and then threw a bit of popcorn at him. And the retired cop stood up and brought out his gun and killed the guy.
Oh, Jesus.
But, I mean, that's a little overreaction for getting popcorn in your hair, buddy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, well, it's ridiculous. I mean, but it's cowardly to throw something on anybody, in my opinion.
Yeah, especially when you're that far away and stuff like that. I mean, but like you said, the guy was drunk and stupid anyway.
Yes.
I mean, he's out, so.
Yeah, well, he lost his season tickets. Both of them did. But.
Yeah. My son said the guy he threw the popcorn at had just got hurt, too. So he was probably more frustrated at being injured than he really – the popcorn was just like a straw that broke your camel's back or something.
Yeah, but
so,
yeah, Westbrook was hurt. His pride was more hurt than anything else, dude.
Yeah,
because if
you've
seen once the popcorn hit him, he was like the Incredible Hulk. I mean, his ankle wasn't hurting
him
no more.
Like three guys trying to hold him back. It's like, holy cow, dude. It's popcorn.
Yeah, and he led Washington in scoring last night, so – He's fine. His ego was hurt because he was down 30 points at the time, so it was an easy way for him to exit the game. But anywho, back to Walt Disney World, John. How bad are the crowds? Because I know all of our other listeners. I could see everybody but Carmen and Brian from The Adventures of Carmen and Brian are rolling their eyes with all this sports talk now. I know they love it. They desire more of it. But how the crowds? It looks absolutely ridiculous, and we missed it by a couple weeks of being absolutely normal. I seen Universal even drop the restrictions of inside masks now.
Yeah, Universal completely done. It was pretty crowded yesterday. I didn't get into any of the parks, but I know that Blizzard Beach reached capacity before noon, and they only opened at 11. So that tells you how quickly the water park was filled.
My goodness. Yeah, and I can't wait to come back down again. And, I mean, I've been looking at our friends over at David's with their – because they've had some really good deal on points or whatever. But I have a feeling if we do come down again with it, we will be. But when we do come down, I could see it's even going to be more of hanging in a restaurant kind of trip than going on rides. Because I think with this whole year, I think the park's going to be more crowded than they've ever been.
Yeah, it's going to be very crowded, especially once all the mask mandates and everything are lifted and everybody's back to normal. So, I mean, there's going to be a ton of people that I would say half the population is probably still broken trying to catch up like me. And then the other half, they didn't go anywhere for the last year and save some money, and they're just ready to travel. So there's a large portion of the population that has plenty of money now and is ready to go.
And if not, they'll all be like Wilma and Betty. Da-da-da-da-da, charge it.
There you go.
I think the parks are going to be obnoxiously busy. I mean, I you know, we always come down. I have to come down because of this show. To see what was going on. Like, living through your eyes is awesome, and I love having you there. But there's nothing like experiencing it for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. We were talking, or I noticed yesterday that some of my blackout dates for my main gate pass have been lifted and stuff for the next couple. It's only like Tuesday through Thursdays or Mondays through Thursdays. And I tried to make reservations and all of them are taken already. So I still can't get into the parks, but it's a step in the right direction. I mean, soon, hopefully very soon, my main gate pass will just be back to normal where it'll be blacked out for Hollywood Studios or something on weekends and the rest of the parks are just normal. So.
Yeah, I don't even understand why they even black you guys out of Epcot at all.
I don't know. Epcot and Animal Kingdom are the ones that are open right now. Magic and Hollywood Studios, we can't get into at all just yet. But it's moving that direction. So right now, honestly, Doug, that's not even my primary concern. My concern is just to quit wearing this mask.
Yeah,
I'm so tired of wearing this thing.
We went into stores for the first time. Our stupid governor, he finally lifted our stuff. And I call him stupid governor because our taxes and everything. This state is outrageous, John. I mean, we've talked about it off the air about what property tax and everything else is in this state. It's ridiculous. But he finally lifted the mask mandate the other day here. And it was so nice to go into a Target. Me and Brenda actually went out to lunch yesterday. We went to our local PJ Willingham's. I had a couple crab cakes. She had a shrimp taco and a couple of shrimp tacos, and it was nice to drink a beer and have a glass of wine and eat out with no mask, walking in the door like normal human beings, and went shopping at Target yesterday with no mask on. It was nice, John. I mean, still people were still wearing them, and each his own, but it was so nice. Like, I went shopping, I could actually concentrate, if you understand what I'm saying. I felt like I was normal again.
Yeah, and I mean, one of the best things about being and believe me, I know my teeth aren't the best in the world, but I do enjoy smiling. And so, you know, I mean, one of the best things about working at Walt Disney World is seeing the smiles on people's faces, when they come here, you know, especially you're working over near Main Street and stuff, and that kid's first time at the Magic Kingdom. I mean, you're really ready to see that again. So, and thankfully now, at least the guests don't have to wear them, but it just makes me jealous. So.
Oh, absolutely. Well, not even that, John. I mean, and you could be honest with me with this, and you always are. And tell me, driving the bus, right? Because I wear a mask for a living, working, and I noticed, like, on my job site, right? Because I was a repair guy, like, on the job at the hospital. I went behind everybody. This hospital has maybe 4,000 rooms in it, and I was in every one of them doing touch up and work, following up behind the guys. And with the mask being worn every day and the amount of times wearing the mask when it was really in effect, down below the belt, from the belt down, there was more repairs than I've ever seen before because your concentration isn't there. You can't see right looking down. It blocks your vision. I guarantee you, you driving, you got to tilt your head down to look at the gauges instead of being able to look straight down. I bet you it affects you. I bet once the mask is off, you're going to feel relief. You're going to be out of, you'll be able to see your cockpit better. You'll have more concentration. Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, that and then the stairs climbing in and out of the bus.
Yes.
I can't tell you how many times I've tripped because that's where usually the problem is, stepping down. And even going to the break room at the Magic Kingdom, you know, you have to go down to the utilidors, and going down them staircases is
it's
an ordeal now. So, you know.
Yeah, because you're not – your eyes first go down as you're stepping, because that's what you've been trained your whole life. Though now you got to turn your head down. And the same thing with you driving as a bus driver or whatever – that split second you're looking down to check your gauges, you're taking your eyes off the road. When your mask isn't there, you could see everything without moving your head. Am I wrong?
Oh yeah, and it definitely gives you better vision for right below your bus and everything else. So yeah, I'm ready to take it off, please. So
no, absolutely, John. I'm just I'm so over it already. It's like let's move on. I'm glad to see you're headed in the right direction. It was nice to see, smiling faces, like you said, John. It's nice to smile at a cashier, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And everybody seemed, the mask was off Friday, it was the mask mandate. So Friday and Saturday we were out, and it seemed like everybody was more relieved. Everybody seemed a little hop in their step.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And then this week, John, I actually have a, We had our lovely friend Judith on a couple weeks ago with a special show from JBL Adventures, and check her out on YouTube. She actually just went out to Colorado, so she's going to have some video on that. But this week, John, we got our good friend Jen from Happiest Vlogs on Earth with Jen and Scott. She's joining me this week, Tuesday. And then on Thursday, our good friend Melissa from Davids is visiting us. Vacation.
Well, look at you. So. You're just renting out those bar stools.
Absolutely. The ladies are coming. We're going to have some intelligent conversation this week, John. The ladies are joining me again.
Yeah, so. How about that? I don't get invited to any of the time the ladies are on. It's just Doug. So we know who the ladies man is.
Stop it, John. You know the problem is with you is it's hard enough to get you on now. You're welcome to join me either one of those nights, but you, with Mr. 7 days a week, I'm trying to be kind to you.
Yeah, you know, the last day I had off was actually the day I got off and back from vacation. So
yes. So all kidding aside, am I doing you a favor by excluding you from those two episodes?
Yeah. I mean, I can swing the one show a week, but otherwise, yeah, I'm between driving back and forth, working here, and then trying to somewhat keep on top of stuff I have at home. I've got a bit going anyway.
We agree we're going to try to do some odds and ends with you driving to and from, with my schedule being more flexible. But the difference is when you're driving to and from, one 40-minute episode might be 15 breaks in action. having two other people on, having it would be a problem.
I mean, the fact is my hours are getting better. I'm moving up in the pool, so I'm off at 4, 5, 6 o'clock now. Uh-huh. And then as soon as the parks are back open, I should be able to take half an hour or an hour before I head home at night, swing into a park and maybe record real quick for a little weekend show, a weekday show, you know, that type of thing. But right now I can't even get in anywhere. So
yeah, because I want to start, and I've said it a million times, and I've gotten emails about, okay, shut up, do it already, basically. But I want to start doing, especially with all the restaurants reopening and we got newer menus and stuff, I want to start doing that restaurant thing we talked about, reading the menus and doing stuff like that. So you driving to and from, us doing that could be a good thing, me and you, or just going over a menu or rating some rides again like we talked about. You were talking about doing something special. So we have some things in the can, but having you on driving to and from with two other people on would be like herding cats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So, anyhow, I had explained to the people that I'm not a butthead like you try to make me out to be, John.
Yeah. I know you're the sweet one. We all know that.
I really am, John. Off the air, you have to admit, I'm like super, super duper sweet. Disney lifts more blockout dates for cast members' admission to Walt Disney World parks. So you covered that one, John.
Yeah, Disney's lifted more blockout dates for cast members at Walt Disney World for the coming month of June. Since the parks reopened in July of 2020, cast member availability to enter the parks using a main entrance pass and cast ID self-admission has been extremely restricted, with no dates available for May of this year. Availability now includes 8 days in June. Wow.
Oh.
At Epcot and Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios are still currently blocked out. So, but I think by the end of July, we should be back to normal. So
I'm thinking by, John, I'm going to make, the Swami over here is going to make a prediction. I'm thinking by the second week of June, a lot of them will be lifted. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but the one thing I would think is that they're going to just keep it in place through July 4th, because that's absolutely crazy. So
yeah, July 5th, all the cast members will be allowed back in.
There you go. It depends what day of the week it is and stuff like that. But the Monday after the 4th of July, then everything will probably resume back to normal with us just not being able to get into Hollywood Studios. So.
And Disney World competitor Universal drops all mask requirements for fully vaccinated guests. And what cracks me up is, John, the people that are vaccinated are flipping out saying, "Well, how do I know you're not vaccinated?" And yelling, "How do I know he's not vaccinated? Why do you care? You are."
Exactly.
I don't understand what the problem is here. I mean, at this point, either you can literally be vaccinated that day. If you wake up here in New Jersey at 9 a.m. and roll out of bed and say, "Oh, I think I'm going to go get a needle today," you can go get vaccinated within a couple hours, John. So there's no reason for, at this point, nobody to be vaccinated that doesn't want to be. So stop the complaining, if you understand what I'm saying, John.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, they're obviously depending on the honor system, so they're trusting people to be truthful. But the fact is, if you're vaccinated, I wouldn't worry about it. And like it says in the guidelines, you know, still try to maintain some distance and do what your mama told you. Cover your mouth when you cough or sneeze and wash your hands.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, dude, I've been a big proponent of that my whole life. You know I'm a germaphobe, John.
And it's so funny, Doug, during boot camp you're standing at attention, and you know you have to sneeze or cough or something when you're standing at attention. And the first time I did it, of course, I covered my mouth and ended up doing 75 push-ups because I broke my standing at attention. So obviously, what you're supposed to do at that point is to just let it go. So
no, well, I'm just impressed that you could do 75 push-ups, John. Back in the day, you must have been a little mighty mite.
Believe me, I did a lot more than 75. So.
Yeah, I could just see it. John coming back late, push-ups, right?
Push-ups.
Harmonious barge painting, and they still look like crap. Moves the central icon platform of Epcot. That's exactly what the article says, right, John?
It looks like crap.
It does. The Harmonious Barges is continuing this week as work moves on to Central Icon Barge. Doesn't look any different to me. What about you, John?
No, the massive central platform that contains a large ring structure is having almost every surface painted in deep black. All of the pipework, electrical panels, and even the air conditioning handlers are being painted. So it's just going to be giant black. The black paint appears to be addressing a number of issues, including better weathering performance, improving the daytime appearance, and likely reducing the visibility of the hardware after dark. I understand that one. Yeah. But as for looking better during the daylight, I don't see so.
No.
I don't see it. You know how hot that is going to be, too? Oh. Out there in the sun all day, and if any of the workers have to actually go out there and touch that, oh, God, it's going to roast.
It's just the whole thing. No, it'll make it look better. Move the piece of junk to the back and bring it out when it's time to do the show. And pay your employees to move them. I mean, this is ridiculous, dude. It is. I don't know whose idea this was, but this show better literally make you jump up and down like your team just won the Super Bowl, cry like you were watching Bambi, and make you love like the first time I laid my eyes on my beautiful wife. You understand what I'm saying? Like, this better be like the end-all be-all of shows for me to like it.
Speaking of shows, Doug, I shared a link this week on our Facebook pages and on Twitter for the USA Today voting for the best theme park show. Please, if you get a chance, go vote for the Festival of the Lion King. That was by far one of my favorite attractions I've worked on, and it is a fantastic show. So.
No, absolutely. I seen that. I retweeted it a couple times for you, Johnny, because I know how
good
much deal that means to you. Disney unveils its first Walt Disney World 50th anniversary commercial. I seen the commercial. I got all geeked out. I wanted to book a trip. And go figure. But, yeah, I mean, there's hidden Easter eggs. There's a bunch of stuff in it. Cinderella and Enchanted Rose from Beauty and the Beast. So go check it out. Just go watch the video. I mean, reading this article doesn't do it justice. Just go check it out. You'll be excited. You'll want to spend money on Disney.
Yeah, exactly.
Amy Chang and Calvin McDonald elected to Walt Disney World Company of Board Directors. So every time I turn around, somebody new is being hired. This is a long article. I mean, what it means to me and you is absolutely probably nothing, John. Am I right?
No, not at all. Even as a cast member, I doubt if it means anything to me. So, let's see. Yeah, Doug's new shop. I know how depressed you are about this. New concept art and interior progress pictures show more of the new creation shop coming to Epcot this summer. Lead Epcot Imagineer Zach Ridley has taken to Instagram this evening to offer a closer look at the upcoming creation shop coming to Epcot this summer. The piece of concept art shows a new angle of the building, providing a view of the former Mouse Gear and Interventions East building. In his post, Zach said, "In the design of Creation Shop, we knew we'd be working to restore an existing building. Our goal was to use the original geometry to our advantage, streamlining the facade and emphasizing the rhythm of vertical columns, or ribs, as we like to refer to them. As you can see in some of these original drawings and building sections, the space was always intended to be open and give flexibility to the program featured inside. We are bringing that openness back into our new designs as part of our new Epcot aesthetic." Sure.
It says the new store will replace the former Mouse Gears as the flagship retail store at the park. I call bull. I don't know, dude. Is it me? I mean, it's like just the name Creation Shop makes my skin curl. I don't even like it. I'm not a fan of the name. I mean, it's a stupid name. That's all I'm saying.
I don't like it.
No.
Take it away.
I mean, I'm going over to Mouse Gears, baby. Or I'm going to the Creation Shop, dude. I think Mouse Gears is better, don't you?
It'll be like MGM Studios, Downtown Disney, and now Mouse Gear.
Yeah.
You just call it what you call it, you know what I mean?
So. Yeah. Yeah, I do get aggravated, though, when people call Hollywood Studios MGM. I get a little mad. It's like, dude, you need to know what I know. Come on. Disney rolls out new mask on signage at problem areas for indoor mask compliance at Walt Disney World theme parks. If you're going in to take a one or a two, they're telling you to put your mask on by this picture. apparently people aren't wearing it in the John. I mean, if anywhere I want to wear it, it's in the bathroom. I mean, this last trip, every time I went in the bathroom, it seemed like somebody was really having a trouble with their stomach, John. It's like every time I went in, I was like, thank God I had my mask on.
That's when you wanted to put a little of those essential oil scents on your mask.
Yes.
Take care of some of that. So.
No, it's just sad. So far, the mask on sign have been seen at entrances of restrooms, stores, and attractions. So you're going inside, you still got to wear a mask at Walt Disney World. But I think this is going to end soon. Morocco Pavilion improvements, John, continue with concrete work, signage, and retail kiosks alongside the promenade.
All right. So...
what do we have here, Johnny? Work on improvement in the Morocco Pavilion at Epcot continues with new concrete and signage. The main courtyard at the front of the pavilion walls are up, and sections of concrete have been removed in front of the quick service restaurant. Alongside Spice Road table, a pink concrete is being removed and replaced with a much more rustic design. Yeah, it looks orange. I don't know if it's rusty. I mean, is it all going to be removed? Because... it doesn't look good with the pink running into the orange chair, John.
No, that looks a little awkward, doesn't it?
Yeah. If they did that in my house, I'd be firing somebody. elsewhere in the pavilion, more signage continues to take over the original part of the property. Oasis Sweets and Sips, John. The Art of Henna. Henna. H-E-N-N-A. Mahal Zambai Tania. Or
Tangerine carpets.
Yeah.
Tangier carpets.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Another sign that was installed as part of these updates is some tie face and translation errors have been removed. Will presumably return when corrected. So they're updating the pavilion. I'm wondering what the concrete was removed for. Are they running new wiring, electrical, plumbing into these resorts? I mean, into the restaurant? What's going on?
I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to make it look a little more authentic to Morocco instead of the pink stuff. So I don't know. We'll see what it looks like when it's done. So.
And get a load of this one, John. This is the other one that cracks me up. It says Walt Disney World transportation systems return to full capacity in the coming days, which is good news. The Skyliners now are putting multiple families in the same Skyliner, but you can't have a full bus. What sense does that make, John? I mean, I would rather be on a bus full of people of a little more than having, like, a full Skyliner, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely. And, well, I guess they're going with because all the Skyliners, their windows are cranked open all the time, so there's all constant ventilation, you know, and we only have the one vent in the buses that we keep open. But, I mean, the buses did take down – there's more seats available now. I think three or four more seats per bus available, and the Arctic buses now do have standing room. So, I mean, it's baby steps, but we're moving in that direction. So,
yeah, it says the Skyliner is adding multiple groups per cabin. I don't like that even without a pandemic, John, to be quite honest with you. I like to have it to myself, you know.
No, me and Lisa always prefer to have one by herself anyway. And really, if you go on it in the evening when the sun's setting, or if it's at night, it's a nice little romantic ride, so it's nice by yourself.
Yeah, I don't want another family in with me. And have you been on the monorail with the new setup? It's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
That was so awkward.
And it's like, what cracked me and Brenda up, that we're in one cabin, and there's a couple behind us. You know how the seats are back-to-back, and they have the plexiglass up? Literally, yeah. A little kid sticking his whole hand underneath the it's like, what is this doing?
It's like, and the thing is, I mean, kids are going to be kids, so you know they're putting their germs everywhere anyway. But so the best thing you can do is to just use as much hand sanitizer as possible. So.
But it wasn't even bothering me. It was cracking me up. It's like, what good is this? Like, they have all this facade up, and it's doing absolutely nothing. It's kind of
still defeated by a three-year-old kid. So.
Exactly. It's insane, and they're saying the buses and the monorail should be back to full capacity. What cracks me up is, they have the Skyliners up, but why ain't the boats running at Disney Springs then?
And why isn't the monorail running to Epcot?
Yeah, I don't know. We're just stupid, John. We don't have the big Harvard degrees that these morons in the upper eyes that be have. You know, the corporate, you know, geniuses that they are.
And the thing is, Doug, by getting those modes of transportation up and running, you're doing nothing but helping alleviate some of the crowds on the buses.
Uh-huh.
You know, by having that monorail running from Epcot to the Magic Kingdom and vice versa, and in those resorts, the Poly and the Grand Floridian and the Contemporary, you're alleviating a lot of crowds on our buses trying to go to those parks and resorts. So I don't understand why, of all of them, that's not running. That doesn't make any sense at all. And then the fact that, you know, if you're staying at Old Key West or Saratoga, why can't you, your option to take the bus or boat seems to be, I don't know, a little more open than taking a bus in the first place. So,
and I also read some articles. I found out why Riverside and Port Orleans have been closed for so long.
Okay.
They wanted Grand Destino Tower and the new Riviera Tower because of Caribbean Beach and Coronado Springs. They wanted people in those restaurants and in that resort to maybe fall in love with that resort to take, because they want people over to the new hotels.
Well, so that makes sense. I mean, the French Quarter and Riverside have been consistently voted
number
as,
one
people's favorite resort, and even a lot of times more than any of the deluxes.
Exactly.
I mean, it's definitely everybody's favorite moderate resort, and then a lot of times it's everybody's just plain old favorite. So, you'd probably rather stay there than the Grand Floridian, right?
100%. Every day, twice on Sunday, John. It's just my resort. I love it there. I love the Grand Floridian is gorgeous. Again, me and Brenda were there this trip, and I told the story about the beautiful boat ride, just me and her. I mean, the resort is exquisitely gorgeous. It's just Riverside is home to me. I just love the whole feeling I get when I'm on that property. And I've stayed at most resorts, and I love I even love the All-Star. I love every Disney resort. I do. But there's just something about Riverside and the article, everything I was reading, and, you know, because we've been trying to make sense of it, because me as a travel agent, when things are busy, I can barely find a room at Riverside or French Quarter. I can always find one at Caribbean Beach or Coronado.
Yeah. Yep.
So the rumors are that I've been reading and doing some investigation, because it was kind of what I was thinking myself with those two new towers because of the restaurants and trying to get people addicted, first-time stayers. Like, one of the reasons me and Brenda love Riverside, too, is our first time we stayed at Disney World was at Dixie Landing. So, you know, if you got to stay at one of these two resorts, it usually becomes a special place in your heart. It's one of your first trips. Am I wrong?
Yeah, Riverside was the first one when we had our first real six-night vacation at Walt Disney World, that was where we stayed. So, yep, you're absolutely right. So.
Yep. And Caribbean Beach, we were only at Dixieland in one night, but it stole our heart. We went to Caribbean Beach for the next 7 days, which we loved. We absolutely loved it. I mean, I would stay there anytime, but and Riverside just, we were in love with it. It was the resort has our vibe to it. the boat rides, and we love Disney Springs, and at the time Pleasure Island and downtown, we loved the boat ride there. That's what sold us on it too. So get them boats open, right, John?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what I really missed about staying at Old Key West, was not being able to take our boats down to Disney Springs. So.
I mean, in my opinion, them not running should be a discount. I mean, that's the beauty of that resort. I mean, that's one of the – I mean, that would be like staying at the Contemporary with no monorail. Am I wrong?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, that's the beauty of that resort. That's – that and Saratoga – I mean, and Riverside and French Quarter, that's what you stay there for. So – I mean, I'm surprised that I think Saratoga Springs should have their own. I always thought they should have like a smaller, kind of speedier boat that just take you straight across. You know what I'm saying, John?
Yeah, the first time we stayed out there, we actually walked from the walk from our room to the boat landing at Saratoga was farther than the walk from our room to just go to Disney Springs itself. So, I mean, of all of them, that one doesn't make it, unless it was something really quick and easy, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense of why there is a boat there.
Yeah. I think there should be more boat launches from that resort, different areas to make it more convenient. You know what I'm saying,
yeah.
John?
So, yep.
But anyway, Disney provides an update on the Jungle Cruise Reimagineering timeline at the Magic Kingdom. And Disneyland. Disney announced today that the reimagined Jungle Cruise will reopen July 16, 2021 at Disneyland Resort, but had not offered a date of the project at Walt Disney World. So, although no update has been given to Jungle Cruise completion at the Magic Kingdom, Disney has confirmed the work will be finished this summer and that the attraction will remain open as the changes are made. Disney also shared some pictures of a new Trader Sam's gift shop seen being installed on the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland. It still cracks me up with all the changes, and they're still calling it Trader Sam's, and I don't get the whole logic behind the whole thing, John.
I don't know, and they had some of the merchandise totally removed that had any type of, that scary look to it. So,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know. We're too correct, in my opinion, in a lot of things. Disney announced back in 2021 it plans to update the Jungle Cruise with a new addition to add more humor, wildlife skipper heart, and also reflect the value, diversity of the world around us. Okay, speaking of, I just thought of something stupid, so it made me think of Tow Mater, my brother. He gave me a stupid bus driver joke, John.
Okay, all right.
Okay, John, do you know what the price of... The price of a piece of pie at in Bermuda is, I mean in Barbados is?
I've heard this one before, but go ahead. Give
no,
it to me.
Well, you say it then if you heard it. Go ahead.
I have to remember the exact. No, you go ahead.
And then do you know how it's $3.59? Do you know what a price of pie is in Jamaica, John?
How much?
$5.39. That and it goes. Now you know. The prices of pie in the Caribbean, right, John? Is that how it goes?
The pie rates of the Caribbean.
He called me up with this yesterday. Tell your buddy John this one. I am not a joke teller, as we could see. I'm more of a funny guy, but not a joke teller. I'm a ball breaker, John. Right.
Well, speaking of Tow Mater, I did the campground this week. My afternoon was just the yellow line at campground. So I drove from the outpost to the settlement, from the settlement to the Wilderness Lodge, and then back again. And one of the golf carts I saw out there, because you know people at them campground, they're serious about their golf carts.
They trick them out, baby.
It was done just like Tow Mater. It was pretty awesome. So somebody spent just a ton of money and time on getting it. But, yeah, he did a great job. Looked just like Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah. So. And I bet his motorhome looked like Bob Chapek's motorhome.
Probably.
He probably has
that
kind of
money to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. Disney night. You know what, though, John? If you bought a golf cart and gave Lisa carte blanche, you'd come home to a tricked-out-looking golf cart, now, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. She loves decorating her scooters, that's for sure. So, yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So, yeah, maybe he does it. Maybe it's just his hobby and that's what he wanted to do, you know. But that's one of those times where you wish you could use your camera driving the bus.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So,
we were over here too quite a bit at the Grand, I mean at the Contemporary Resort, and there were construction scrims everywhere, John, when we were there, because they're redoing the tower and everything. But I really love that resort too, John. But there goes the coverage of everything that I was telling Brenda we were there, because all this these tarps were not up covering the rooms. And I seen them starting to work up there. I said, Brenda, next time you come back here, you won't even be able to see a room from here. And she goes, really? And there's completely covered. Like, you can't see a single hallway from Fantasia to Gift Shop.
No. Yeah, that's a little odd looking, isn't it? You're so used to driving through there in the monorail and looking up and seeing people's doors. But no.
Do you know what that's from? Do you know why they do that?
Probably to prevent stuff, construction material from falling downstairs.
Absolutely. They don't want some idiot up there who had a bad night dropping a screwdriver from the upper deck.
Yeah, or a bucket of mud, for God's sake. So.
Yeah, so that's why they do it. It's not that they don't want you to see it. Yeah, that's part of it. For the most part, though, it's to protect you from the construction stuff going on. Stupid guy with a nail gun doing something. You know, you never know what's going to happen. We're not all the brightest bulbs, believe me. I've seen some things on construction sites that, to this day, I can't believe it even happened. So, but I'm excited to see the Contemporary when it's done. I'll tell you what, I went over that Chef Mickey's menu, and that's, if you eat at Chef Mickey's right now, man, I don't know what, I just can't compare the prices to what they're giving you, John.
Oh, the same goes for Cape May. There's no, I mean, Cape May is by far our favorite restaurant out there, but right now there's just no way that we're going to eat there. I mean, we even talked about it last week, but for the price of their boil pot, I can go to Paddlefish or Boathouse and have, a more elegant experience. So,
100% and I know they serve you at Cape May, but it's a different kind of vibe. Like when you're the Paddlefish, you're being treated like you're royalty. At the Cape May, it's more like a clam bake. You know what I'm saying? It's more relaxed. Am I wrong?
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, yeah. And we love that, but
yes.
Only when it's all you can eat crab cakes or crab legs. So.
Yeah. I would take all you can eat crab cakes too.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad either.
I might have to stuff a couple in my pocket and take them home. But
those you probably could.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. This was the saddest thing of one of the saddest things from our last trip. The first time that we weren't allowed to start our trip off at the Main Street Confectionery. It made me very sad. I hope to God when they reopen that my conveyor belts are working again, but I doubt it very much. Because Disney ain't about that anymore. But don't you, I miss them so much, John, that candy up on the ceiling.
You know, that's probably one of the things I've never even seen. I don't think I've ever even been in the candy shop there.
Oh, you never go in that?
Nah. I'm not a candy guy, so yeah. I think when JJ was young, we'd buy him a little bit of candy at Disney Springs, but other than that, no, none of us are really after the sweets or anything like that.
John, to be honest with you, I never bought, I don't know, maybe in the 50 plus 60 trips, whatever I've been there, I might have bought two or three things in there. It isn't about that. It was about walking in there. Like, that was the beauty, seeing them go around, like, that was the Disney difference the first time I ever went there. Brenda walked me in, and the smell of the candy, like the whole atmosphere of that confectionery was like it started off our trip with a sugar surge without us eating anything, John. It was just the beauty of it, you know. It's like that candy store is absolutely gorgeous, and when I seen the bars floating up on the ceiling inside the like the monorail in the sky, or the Skyliner in there, it was amazing. So I don't know. Walt Disney World now hiring for Disney operated quick service restaurants, so there's a lot of work out there, guys. I mean, you need a job, you can find one at Disney World right now, right, John? As long as you got all your I's dotted and your T's crossed, right?
You want to be a bus driver? Come on down.
Yeah.
And you want some overtime? But sure, no problem. So
Chape comments on capacity. I'm sorry, John. This isn't John speaking. It's Doug speaking. Hollywood Studios was at full capacity on May 4th when I was there. I'm telling you that right now. I have never seen that park more crowded in my life. And the weird thing was that afternoon, Mike from Be Our Guest, him and he went by with his daughter later in the afternoon on a park hopper. And he said late in the afternoon it was less crowded, John, believe it or not.
No, yeah, I mean, that a lot of people are doing that. That's why you can still get over, hop over to Hollywood after you go to another park, is because a lot of people get there just to ride Rise of the Resistance, and then if they get it, or if they don't, if they can't make their reservation, then they leave. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, he was over there. He said it was pretty, he said the crowds were down. He got on, like, Slinky Dog in a half hour, which is pretty good at 4 in the afternoon, so.
Yeah, I've heard, not this weekend, obviously. It's Memorial Day weekend. Oh, speaking of, please take time this weekend to remember why this is a holiday weekend, and it's not just about Sears white sales and linen on sale and stuff like that. It's to remember our fallen sailors, soldiers, and Marines that made the ultimate sacrifice, men and women who gave their lives in the service of our country. So take time to remember those and put down that hot dog for a minute. So.
Oh, 100%, John. That's exactly how I feel. I meant to start the show off, actually, with it, and we got sidetracked because you being at the buses, and it kind of threw me off. No, because we had that conversation right before. I had written down right here to start the show off with that, if you follow me. So, but,
well, we got it in there. So.
But anyway, yeah, please remember it. This is about, it's about all soldiers, but it's basically about the ones that we lost in action and have fought for this country. So, you know, say a prayer for their families right now too. Just think kind words, think kind things about all our soldiers.
Yeah, yeah, and remember LeBron, because he suffers from obviously PTSD as bad as our soldiers do. So,
yeah, yeah, I mean, he's so irresponsible. anywho, what else we have here, John? I'm over on the news. This one here, I mean, Country Bear Jamboree now seating guests, John.
Okay.
And Enchanted Tiki Room is updated with their seating over here, and Phil Her Magic. So it looks like Walt Disney Enchanted Tiki Room and Magic Kingdom, every row distancing markers removed. So it looks like all three shows at the Magic Kingdom right now are allowing more people in, John. So.
Yeah, and did you see anything about Carousel of Progress? Because that's the one we did, and it was definitely well separated when we were there for that. We actually had to wait, I think, 15 minutes to do Carousel of Progress. First time I ever had to wait.
Yep, so. We had a line too, John, when we went in.
Yeah.
So, oh, dude, awesome. Listen, all you Dole Whip fans, don't cry. There's room enough for all of us. Can't we just get along? The Citrus Roll comes to the Animal Kingdom, John.
Yay.
Can't we all get along? The Citrus Roll comes to Disney Animal Kingdom, new Trilo Bites twist. Due to the twist with the new Dole Whip treats available at Trilo Bites and Dinoland at Disneyland, at Disney's Animal Kingdom, now you can also get the you can get a Citrus Roll, John.
Speaking of Citrus Swirls, you know how, Doug, one of the irritating things that you say you hear every once in a while is a person calling the Magic Kingdom Walt Disney World.
Yes.
They don't realize that the whole park
or
is
Disney.
Walt
they call it Disney, too.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
going to Disney.
How do I get to Disney?
Yeah.
But it always cracks me up when you have somebody that knows some information about Disney but not everything. And so there was a woman on there on my bus the other day telling this other lady what to do at the Magic Kingdom and things to do, and she had probably 85% of her information correct. But then she said, so when you get over there, what you want to make sure you do is try the orange Dole Whip. It's not an orange Dole Whip. It's a citrus.
John, you were so right. My beautiful bride, when we're in line for something and we hear the filler busting of bull that they don't know what they're talking about, but they are. Brenda, I could just feel the grip tightening on my hand for her telling me, just don't get involved. Shh, no, you can let it go, Doug. Don't talk. Yes, it does have Carousel of Progress at Magic Kingdom now seating more guests. So, yes, that is opened up too. But, yeah, John, my wife constantly, she'll hear people gabbing, and she knows it's wrong, but she don't care. But she knows that it bothers the hell out of me for wrong information to be put down, John. I wonder if they're going to let more people over at the Traders area at the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, John.
Oh, I don't know. When we were there, we actually walked through Galaxy's Edge just because I wanted Lisa and Nicholas to see the area. We didn't actually do anything or get into anywhere or even get a drink. So it was that packed, and you couldn't get into any of the shops. You couldn't get into any of the places to get anything to eat or anything. So, but they enjoyed seeing it, and Lisa got some good pictures of the Millennium Falcon. So.
If you want to, go on Disney Experience, My Disney Experience, and check out all the park hours have been extended through August, so you can check that out. Beautiful Memorial Day cupcake arrives at Captain's Cook at the Polynesian, so the Poly's starting to slowly but surely, that's supposed to be done very soon, within the next month, so that's good news. We rode by it on the monorail. It looked like a disaster area, John. We rode by it on the monorail.
Yeah. I mean, seeing it all the time on the buses, I know it's getting there. So it's definitely moving along, and that'll be another good thing too. Once that station's open, that'll mean less buses running back and forth to the Polynesian. So,
and this is no surprise. Reservation window delayed for Mears Connect replacement of Disney's Magical Express. I could, as a travel agent, dude, I am cringing at this already. Window with Mears was already supposed to be taking reservations as of this month for next year, if you understand what I'm saying, when Magical Express ends. Now it's been pushed back to July for taking reservations for your trip, John.
Yeah.
I could just see this being... Magical Express used to be so fluid, so easy. Like, you never even thought about adding somebody to it. I could just see this Mears deal being a pain in the rear end, John.
Well, it's funny, the only thing that's really going to be different is the fact that it's not ran through Disney, because Mears always did the actual transportation for that. But I guess they're going to have to book it themselves now.
Exactly.
Instead of having Disney book it. So.
Yeah, so after I book a vacation, I'm going to have to go in through Mears. There'll probably be a link in the Disney app.
I would imagine, yeah.
But
yeah.
It's just going to have to be, you're going to have to contact a third party. And what do we know, John? When me or you are recording together, it's usually we on the same page. But when we try to get a third and a fourth and a fifth, it becomes more of a problem. Am I wrong? It's harder to get us all together. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. It's always harder to be on the same page.
Yeah. So when you got to use a third party, it's a pain in the butt. I'm going to hold you for 9 more minutes and let you go. Is that good, John?
That works for me.
I like these, John, but they bumped them up a little bit. But it's very nice. The new limited release Americana Magic Bands, I really like them. But they're $34.99.
Ooh, those are more expensive. Yeah. Yeah. The newest one I actually got, it says Diz Dad on it. And it's supposed to be my Father's Day present that I bought for myself to give to JJ to give to me. But yeah, it was that price too. But it came in a little box and everything, so it's a little better presented than this. This is just on a cardboard.
Strap.
Yeah. So. But,
yeah, because like
I mean, it looked cool, but.
Yeah, because the one that I got with the 45th anniversary, the Magic Kingdom with the train on it, that one that I wore this trip, and I wore also the one you gave me, the Epcot one, those two. But the one that with the train, it came in a beautiful box.
Yeah.
It has 45th anniversary. Has Mickey on the side of it and the train on the on the top. It's cool. I want this Magic Band. I really like it. I like the American flag and the star and all. And you know why, John? Because if I wear this Magic Band, people might like think that I'm Captain America, John.
Oh, you think so, huh?
Yeah. Well, the good looks, the band, they might think it's my like superpower for Captain America. Don't you think I would look handsome in that band, John?
Oh, it's stellar.
I would. I'm surprised they didn't ask me to model it, John. Not that I'm conceited or anything, but, you know.
Yeah.
Not me, right, Johnny?
Not a bit.
What else do we have, John? All the physical distancing markers removed from Magic Kingdom. In my eyes, they were removed when I was there at the beginning of May. Because nobody paid attention to the markers on the ground in line.
They were there. People are just practicing not paying attention to them anymore.
Yes. So Orlando International Airport says it's at 90% pre-pandemic travel numbers. So
wow, that's actually quick.
Yes, it is.
Holy cow. So
I will tell you, Orlando International Airport was twice as busy as what Philly was when we left and came home. It was crazy. Have you seen the new trailer for the Jungle Cruise?
No, I was going to watch it probably after the show if I get a chance. Yeah, I wanted to see that. So
I'm sorry, dude. I like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't have any problem with him. I don't hate him like Johnny Depp. But again, this big meat monster does not mind me of a captain. He don't need to be in every Disney movie now. Am I wrong, John? It's like, does he look like – he looks like – the hat don't even fit him, John. Am I, you understand what I'm saying? That he does not like look like a goofy skipper. Am I wrong? I mean, is he like type? Is the casting good for this? In your opinion, I could think of 100 people I think would be a better boat captain than what he is.
You know, you think of the Jungle Cruise. I would think Jack Black would be more of the type of guy yes. I'd be looking for Jungle Cruise than The Rock. But
yeah, I could even see what's his face. The what's the other guy that he's played in a couple? The comedian, the little small guy, the one that played in Jumanji with him.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, but I can't. Yeah, the real little dude.
Yeah, I could see him, I know everybody's yelling at him. His name's on the tip of my tongue, but I could see so many people. I more see this like Gilligan, not Monster Man. I mean, John, I've heard on the Jungle Cruise 100 times. Have we ever had a Jungle Cruise captain built like Dwayne The Rock Johnson? It's not what it's about.
Now they're going to be looking for him, though.
I mean, holy moly, he'd take up half the boat.
Yep.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart. Yeah, there you go.
But don't you see Kevin Hart more as that Jungle Cruise captain, or like you said, Jack Black? So I don't see Dwayne The Rock Johnson at all in this. It's just the casting is just, let's just pick Rock because he's in everything. And he shouldn't be in everything.
Yeah, he pretty much is right now.
Now, I mean, it's like stop already. I don't know. I just don't see the casting of it. I mean, he was good in Jumanji playing the girl. I got that. It was funny. Am I wrong?
No, I like Jumanji.
Kevin,
I like
Hart
all of those movies, even the old one with Robin Williams in it. So.
Yeah, I mean, even Robin Williams, I could see his typecast as the captain. Like, somebody goofy like that, but not... The Rock being goofy just doesn't fit him to me. I don't know. I just don't see it. What else, John? Do you have any other news?
I was going to say, have you seen... I don't know if you pop on Hulu every once in a while, but have you seen the... show MODOK.
No, what's that?
It is out of the Marvel universe, and it's basically a villain who it's an animated series, an adult animated series, so it's got cuss words and violence in it and stuff.
Oh,
like
right
that
right up my alley, John.
But it's funny. It's a comedy, and it's ridiculous but still kind of amusing. I mean, he's fighting the Avengers all the time, and he like steals Captain America's boot so he can steal the technology, not Captain America, Iron Man's boot, so he can steal the technology out of it and that type of stuff. So,
I'll have to
but
check
it's pretty
that.
Entertaining.
I'll
yeah,
check
it's pretty
that
entertaining.
Out. Yeah, me and Brenda's been watching my fellow handsome man because I like to see how he deals with life and all. I've been watching Big Shots on Disney Plus, me and Brenda. The basketball one where John Stamos plays the coach.
Okay, is that any good?
It's actually 1,000 times better than I thought it would be. It actually, each story, it isn't as cheesy as I thought it was going to be. It actually, it's a good, at the end of the day, I give it an 8 out of a 10. I'm really enjoying it. He's better than I thought he was going to be in that role. And, you know, it's nice to see another handsome guy be brought down a little bit, John, you know, kind of see how he deals with certain things in life. Like, you know. But no, all kidding aside, it's a good show. I'm enjoying it. We've seen every episode so far, so we've stuck with it. So
and I finished Sons of Anarchy, and I'm about 90% of the way through The Office. So that's
The Office is awesome. The Office
is
awesome.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
So. Yeah, The Office is really good. Sons of Anarchy was I watched it, but it got worse every episode, in my opinion.
Yeah, I won't be watching it again. I mean, I enjoyed it, and it had a good story to it, and but I don't know. It was a little too not. I mean, I hate to say it, but it probably was a little too violent.
Yes, it was. It was nonstop. It wasn't fun. It wasn't fun.
No, there was very little relief in that one at all. So, you know, I mean, like we had talked before, I mean, The Sopranos is obviously a violent show, too, but at the same time, there was some family stories in there and some comedy every once in a while, a little relief. But man, Sons of Anarchy was just for the most part, depressing.
Yeah, so. Well, Sopranos had many episodes where there was no violence in it.
Yeah.
I mean, there was violence as far as all the guys telling each other what morons they are and what Tony's mother telling him off. Like, like they needed more of that in Sons of Anarchy than it was too much. It was one of the shows in my life that I watched every episode, and it was a relief when it was over. I'm like, thank God.
That's kind of how I felt.
So. No, and I put on the first two episodes of Mylians, and all they did is change it to the Spanish version of Sons of It's the same show. I'm done. I couldn't watch it. So, Fairfield Inn Suites opening at Flamingo Crossing, so there's more options at Walt Disney World. So that opens in July, John. So might have to check that out.
Yeah, actually, I went home that way the other week and got turned around out there at Flamingo Crossings, and that place is, it's growing with leaps and bounds with apartment complexes and hotels and everything else. So, much like all of the rest of Florida, they build all this stuff without bothering to upgrade the infrastructure. And so there's one little two-lane road that runs through the middle of all that, and the traffic already is obnoxious and annoying. And when everything is done out there, I don't know what they're going to do. It's going to be ridiculous. So if you're thinking about staying out there, I would definitely factor that in. You might be 2 miles from Animal Kingdom, but it may take you 30 minutes to get there. So
is that over by where we stay, John?
It's actually kind of that way. It's on the other side of the 429.
Okay.
So if you're at Animal Kingdom and you went down Western Road past Cass Connection and stuff like that, right out on the other side of that. So.
Well, look at this, John. They're loading building materials, construction materials into Tron Light Cycle. This is the first time in 30 years that I've seen sheetrock being loaded into a building, and I was excited. Like, I wish I was there getting ready to tape it, John.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see what's going on in that place.
Yeah, well, they're loading the sheetrock right now, so they're still a few months away from this even being done. Because after the rock and all is hung, then they're going to have to put in all the final stuff. And like I told you, once that starts, a lot of times it even gets slower. Because all the finished materials take a lot of time.
Yep.
So, and there's a new Loki Magic Band, John.
Oh, that'd be popular.
Yeah, it's orange. It's pretty cool. Bob Chaykin confirms Disney Parks Pass System virtual queues are going to remain. And that'll be about it, John. I'm going to let you go so you can eat, so you can drive the bus without having low sugar.
All right. Sounds like a good idea. I've got the cash shuttle all afternoon, so yay.
Two little quick notes, John. Disney's college program housing will be split based on vaccination status. So that's if you need to know that, if you're part of the college crew getting ready to go back to Disney. That's one of the things I'm most excited about. And this one cracked me up. Journey into Imagination will now be loading every row. When has that ever been a problem, John?
Well, thank God, Doug. Thank God.
I mean, when has seriously that have been a problem, John, in the past 20 years? I mean, have you ever gone on there? Were you worried about that ride being full?
I think me, Lisa, and JJ always have our own car, no matter how crowded it is. So I think we'll be okay.
I thought that was the funniest thing I absolutely read this entire day, John, or said. Yeah, Journey into Imagination is filling every car. Yeah. But anyway, go out and be kind to one another. Be kind to everyone. Say a little prayer for all our lost soldiers and give a little thanks to give thanks to what Memorial Day really means, guys, this weekend. Please do. If you see a soldier that did serve, thank him for his service, because me and John wouldn't be able to do this stupid podcast if it wasn't for John. Thank you for your service. We wouldn't be able to sit in our homes doing this stupid podcast if it wasn't for our military. Am I wrong, John?
You're absolutely right. So it's time to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. So.
Yeah, I tweeted out friends of our Joffrey's Coffee. They have a brand that
Mickey and Minnie are passing me right now.
Oh, that is awesome, John. Say hello, John.
I am. I'm waving at Mickey right now. So.
Well, that is awesome. Yeah. They have our friends over at Joffrey has a Valor blend. It's called Valor blend. I retweeted it the other day, and some of the proceeds actually go to our soldiers. So maybe go over and buy some Valor brand from Joffrey's and give a little donation to the soldiers.
Sounds good. Absolutely.
All right, John, that's going to be it. Again, everybody be kind to one another. Say goodbye, John.
Bye-bye, folks. Have a great week.
Bye. That's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools and pay our tabs and get on out of here. If you guys could you please head over to iTunes if you enjoy the show and leave us a review? We'd really appreciate it. Even if you don't, we'd really appreciate it. Also, you can head over to Twitter and find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at Grumpy6767. You can find us both at WDW Main Street on Twitter and Facebook. Also, head over to Podbeam and check out WDW Main Street, and you can find all our sponsors there. Everybody be kind to one another. We will talk to you real soon. Bye, guys.